Hi again and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott and today we're talking about mental health and well-being in construction. Let's be honest, construction's a tough industry to work in. Long hours, high-pressure deadlines, physically demanding work, job insecurity, and a culture that often rewards just toughing it out. But we have to remember, construction workers are four times more likely to die by suicide than the general population. And over 60% of construction workers have struggled with mental health issues, but most never seek help. This isn't just about workplace productivity and site inefficiency. We are talking about people's lives. So in this episode, we really want to focus on why mental health is such a serious issue in construction, how to recognise where you or a mate might be struggling, and where to get support, whether that's formal or informal. Because looking after your mental health is just as important as wearing PPE and following the site safety rules. And let's start with the bitter pill to swallow. Mental health struggles don't just affect emotions, they can affect everything. Poor mental health can affect workplace accidents. If you're feeling tired, you're stressed, you're distracted, you're far more likely to make a mistake. And on a construction site, that one mistake can be fatal. The culture of silence can make it worse. Too many people in the industry still think, I just need to get on with it, instead of trying to reach out for help. We also have to remember that ignoring problems doesn't make them disappear. Mental health struggles can build up over time. They lead to burnout, anxiety, depression, and in some cases, suicidal thoughts. And it's time to stop treating mental health like it's an afterthought. Because safety isn't just about avoiding accidents, it is about looking after your mind as well. So how do we spot the signs, whether that's in ourselves or in others? So mental health struggles are not always obvious. It might not be something that somebody's just sitting in the corner looking sad. There can be some things we can watch out for in ourselves or in a mate, but this is obviously not a definitive list. So we can look for things like mood swings, where somebody may have a short fuse. They may be easily frustrated or unusually quiet, particularly for themselves. Changes in work habits, people might be turning up late, missing days, losing focus. Again, if that's not the norm, that may be a symptom to pay attention to. If you notice increased drinking or substance abuse, so people after work spending more time drinking, maybe they are taking some things that they shouldn't be. If that's not the norm for them, again, that's something else to pay attention to. You may also notice that they're withdrawing from conversations. They're not engaging like they used to. And then physical symptoms, so things like constant fatigue, headaches, if they talk about trouble sleeping. And if any of this sounds familiar, it's time to check in.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Now, the good news is there is lots of help out there. As individuals, we just need to take the first step. There are lots of formal support options, so employee assistance programs within lots of companies are available for staff and contractors. You can go to your GP. Don't underestimate that power of a simple doctor's visit. They can lead on to many other forms of support. There are lots of helplines, so things like the Lighthouse Club, Samaritans. There's also lots of informal support. Sometimes you just need a mate to talk to. It may not be as serious as needing that formal support, but maybe there is, you know, a benefit to having a conversation with a friend or a colleague. So talk to someone that you trust. That may be somebody in work, someone out of work. But if you can find somebody that you can talk to and just tell them your concerns, tell them your worries, that can help as well. It's also important to check in on our workmates. So sometimes a simple, are you all right, mate, can open the door to that important conversation. Not always, but it might. And the importance of asking that twice, as we always respond to all right, mate, with yeah, mate, are you? If you actually ask, are you all right, mate, how are you? That can lead into that conversation. And if you individually are struggling, please do not bottle it up. A quick chat over a coffee, on a break, or even down at the pub after work can help a lot more than you think. And one of our biggest issues in construction is the stigma. People still think that talking about mental health is a sign of weakness, and that is something that we've got to change. Managers and supervisors need to lead by example, need to be checking in on teams, checking in on individuals, promoting those support services and encouraging open conversations. Workmates need to have each other's backs. We need to be looking to try and spot the signs and step in when someone's struggling and just try and have that conversation and see if somebody does want to chat or want a little bit of support. Looking after yourself. Mental health is no different from physical health. We need to do what we can to look after our mental health and spot the signs in the same way that we would if we were starting to feel physically ill. We would start to spot when we were feeling ill, then we would be ill, then we'd seek some sort of treatment, medication or rest, and start to get better. It's exactly the same kind of process for mental health. So remember, mental health is just as important as physical safety. So if you're feeling exhausted, stressed, or feeling low, you're at a higher risk of accidents, injury, and burnout at work. So before you head home today, just ask yourself, when was the last time I checked in on my own mental health? Do I know someone who might need some support right now or a check-in? How can I help to break the stigma on site? Because staying safe isn't just about the things like avoiding falls, wearing our PPE, following procedures. It's about making sure you're in the right headspace to work safely too. So stay safe, check in with your mates, and remember, help is always there as long as you ask. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.